Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Journey to Success Radio Network. Our purpose on Journey to Success Radio is to interview people who are making a positive difference in the world. We'll explore many important aspects and areas of life, including business, sales, mental, relationships, disabilities, and many more important topics. Our broadcast team so far consists of outstanding people from both Canada and the U.S., including several Napoleon Hill certified instructors and also some authors. My name is Tom Tutall Cunningham, and I'm a Napoleon Hill Foundation certified instructor. I'm also a regular contributor to their weekly newsletter. I spoke in March of this year, 2012, at the Napoleon Hill International Convention in Malaysia, where I shared the stage with Deepak Chopra, who was the keynote speaker for that event. I've had rheumatoid arthritis from my jaw to my toes since the age of 5. That's 44 years now, and I've had 4 hips, 4 knees, and 2 shoulders replaced, and been hospitalized about 40 times. I also stand about 5'1". Sometimes I lie and say 5'2", and that's due to the heavy daily doses of the oral steroid prednisone that I had to take to fight my arthritis. Despite those physical challenges, I am very well known for always answering amazing when asked how I'm doing. I'm also a senior research director for the Canadian Business Journal, which is a digital-only publication that is the official and only media partner of the Canadian Chamber of Commerce. You can find out more about me at my website. It's Tom, the number 2, and Tall, TALL.com. I'm excited today to have as my guest Edwin Haynes from Organo Gold. Edwin is a successful entrepreneur, international business consultant, motivational speaker, published author, and multimillionaire. He has experienced the highs and the lows of success. After a successful 13-year career as an entertainment executive, Edwin experienced a devastating setback that crippled him personally, professionally, and financially. He hit rock bottom and fell from millionaire status to foreclosure, bankruptcy, and repossession. When everything seemed to be crashing down around him, including emotional and physical health, ironically, at his worst moment, Edwin would not let his circumstances consume him. He knew that he innately possessed the tools that would lead him to his true purpose. Although Edwin's journey on the road to success was paved with obstacles that would normally sideline the average person, he prepared for change and climbed his way back up the ladder by utilizing the 9-mile marketers to success outlined in his current book, You Have Permission to Succeed. Blessed with the gift of captivating audiences with his seemingly effortless, down-to-earth, and honest style, Edwin positively changes the lives of thousands of people daily through powerful messages of faith, encouragement, and empowerment. Today, he continues to dominate his industry while empowering individuals worldwide to advance on both personal and professional levels. Welcome to the show today, Edwin.
Hello, hello. How are you?
I am amazing, but I am getting better.
I love it.
I have accomplished a goal today, Edwin, because I have written down some time ago that I have interviewed Edwin Haynes. And so now I have you on the line. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Awesome. Well, thanks for having me on your call, on your show here. And I'm extremely excited about the time we're going to get a chance to share. And maybe we, both of us here, can go out there and help some other people together here on the show today.
Exactly, exactly. Now, Edwin, I almost always start my calls, and I know it applies in this case, with the question, what age did you first read my favorite book, Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill, and was there someone special in your life that introduced you to it?
from you? Absolutely. You know, there were so much friends. As a matter of fact, a gentleman by the name of Holton Book at the time introduced me to the book, and we had run across each other actually in the industry of direct sales, and I ran across that book. Never had heard about it, and I tell people at the age of 25 when I was actually introduced to it. But I wish I had gotten that book, right out of high school. I think every high school student should read that book. That should be the gift that we give high school students as they come out and get to be prepared for the world.
I totally agree, and I'm excited to hear about Holton Bugs. I forget all the specific names individually, but as you've known, I have interviewed several OrganoGold superstars, and three or four of them have said Holton Bugs was the person who introduced me to that book. So OrganoGold's partnership with the Napoleon Hill Foundation is not just for the growth of OrganoGold, is it? They truly believe in the Napoleon Hill principles.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah, long before there was an OrganoGold, we had already started to study, not just read. We devoured and just sat there and chewed on every morsel of this particular book. I mean, what a treat to be able to read and for Napoleon Hill to leave this gift of knowledge to the world, because I can tell you right now, like many successful people that now go back and attribute their success, they attribute to the principles that are in this particular book.
So true. And now, one of the things that, and I know it applies in your case, as you know, Napoleon Hill wrote a lot about the mastermind principle, and he said the ideal mastermind, and he used Henry Ford and Thomas Edison as examples, is with the person's wife. And I know I saw you in Florida at the convention a few years ago, you and your wife, and I know that is the case, isn't it, with you and your wife being in as mastermind partners to help achieve your definite purpose.
Absolutely, and yes, she too. I mean, I introduced her to the whole concept of the personal development. One of the first books that I gave her, which I believe that's the best gift you can give anybody, again, is a book. I gave her the book of Think and Grow Rich and told her this is what changed me. As a matter of fact, that's why we're married today. She said, the person that I knew before is not the person that I see now. So listen, let's get married. And it all happened because of some of the things I learned, many things that I've learned that come from the book. And then, of course, now we still get a chance to talk about the principles as we go through our daily lives that we both gained from the book here.
And another thing I know about you is that your faith is important to you. And I just got back from Ireland, and I was sharing with some people that a lot of times people of faith, when you share Napoleon Hill principles, they equate it with the name it and claim it and prosperity gospel, and they put down oftentimes Napoleon Hill's success principles, when you and I both know that they are God-given principles. These are things that have been handed down from the ages, from long ago. Napoleon Hill didn't make them up. And so tell me a little bit about how you can combine your faith with your purpose and passion for pursuing success.
Wow. Now, like I said, anything you believe you can conceive, anything you can conceive and believe you can achieve, it talks about that and applied faith. You know, you have to believe in it first. You have to see it first in your mind's eye. And you're right. I mean, I am a person of faith, and not here to to preach to anyone, but that happens to be where I come from. Through my background and family. And I can tell you right now, even my wife now is an ordained minister. You know, we get a chance to go out there and do some things there in terms of our ministry. And I believe what I'm doing in a sense here in terms of empowering people and showing them how to apply faith and the belief that they have. I believe that this is a form and a way of ministry for me. To go out there and help the people now, as you say, you were in Ireland. I get a chance to go up around the world and touch people just a little bit. and it all stemmed from the various bits of information that I've been able to gain over my life. And I can't say enough about that particular book, Fish Think and Grow Rich, that actually taught me more how to cultivate that faith and apply it in my life. And so it's absolutely incredible what takes place.
Now, while I was in Ireland, Steve Martin, a Organo Gold Blue Diamond, and probably will just be a Blue Diamond for a short while because he's moving up fast, he told me of someone in Organo Gold that recently wrote a check for the balance of the mortgage on their church. And I don't remember exactly, but was that you?
Absolutely. It's one of the things you just don't get out and just announce and things, but people heard about it. And I can tell you, it was so rewarding because of the things we've been able to do. I talked to Steve. He's over in Malaysia. We talked on early this morning. As a matter of fact, I think it was about 1:30 a.m. my time and 3 o'clock p.m. his time. We happened to be chatting on Skype and all that stuff. But the thing about it is, you know, we've been able to go out there and do some good things. It's all about giving, you know, that giving back is a strong part of who we are, the fabric of who we are as a team and the people that I mastermind with. And we always say you can't outgive the giver. And now my wife and I love that so much, we said we're going to go out there and find another 10 organizations that we're going to help set up to go out there and be able to empower them to do more within the ministry or what have you. And they won't know. We just come in and do it. And whatever, an exhilarating feeling to be able to have the privilege to be able to do that and help people who may need something like that.
And that is an amazing thing to be able to do. And I believe that, well, one of the principles of Napoleon Hill is cosmic habit force. Let's just face it. That means God. And I believe God rewards people whose definite purpose is not just to accumulate a big pile of money to sit on in their house, but whose purpose with that money is to go out and bless others. And by going the extra mile in their lives and pursuing success and then blessing others, I think God sits back and says, okay, let's throw a pile of success and opportunity at this person, because I know it's not going to be a pile of money in their living room, that is going to go out and it's going to multiply by helping others. And so what do you think about that? You think God rewards people more who have a purpose to go out and bless others?
Yes, yes, indeed. You know, one of the things I talk about, I said, you know what, I tell people all the time, I thank God for even trusting me with the treasures of all the tools of having an abundance of money. And one of the things that I know is that if you are faithful with it, if you're able to go out there and do what you're supposed to do with it, I consider myself to be the storehouse for the money. So when I'm directed by my faith and by God, now I know where to go out and send the tool that He allowed me to house for Him and put it into the right places, into the best of my ability, into the right people's hands as well. And so absolutely, I believe it is a privilege. I take it as a privilege for me to be chosen as one of the ones. But I, number one, had to go out there and get myself together and make sure that I understood money. I had to understand the faith principle. I had to understand that it would be it was a privilege for me to have it, and I didn't take that for granted. I really, really took it to heart, and I wanted to be a good steward of the things that were given to me.
And you are doing that, and as you said, you will continue to do that with some organizations that are yet to know that their
yes.
Organization is going to be blessed. Now, Edwin, I look at the title of your book, and the first three times I looked at it, my head did a little weird thing. It was like, you have permission to succeed. And I thought, what? You have permission to succeed. But then as I thought about it, I thought, you know what? I think people need to know that, because not everybody believes that they are worthy or that they have permission or that they should or could or can succeed. So tell me about that permission to succeed idea, because it was a little strange to me to read it until I thought about it. But tell us what you're thinking with that title. You have permission to succeed.
Hey, you know, I want to go back to our good book of Think and Grow Rich. It said the secret to success will be on every page of this book. And I'll never forget reading and reading and reading and reading. I'm saying, what is the secret? And the secret was you have think and grow rich. That was the secret. You got to think and grow rich. Well, here's the other deal. It's no secret to success. Most people, everyone already have what they need on the inside of them in order for them to succeed. It just maybe takes something or someone to be able to bring the best out of them, because maybe they don't actually have the knowledge or the know-how how to put it all together for them to do it. But also some people, you know, sometimes you have to tell them. You have to lead people to where they want to go if they are willing to be a willing participant. But the other thing is you have to give them permission. You know, so many people are in life are used to being told what to do. You know, we go to work, we go to school, we do all these things, and we're so used to being told what to do. And that's why I'm telling people, and I said it on a call a little while ago, I told the people, I say, if somebody asks you who told you, you said, Edwin Haynes told me that I had permission to go out there and succeed. And I just wanted to make sure that people understood that there was someone out there who was rooting for them to go out there and achieve anything that they wanted to achieve in life, and know that they do have the tools that are necessary, and they do as well have the permission to go out there and truly succeed.
And just as a little aside here, the switchboard is flipping out here. There's like about 6 or 8 people on hold on the call that have dialed in long distance. Some of them, one of them got on the call before you did. And so we're going to get to those people later on. Maybe they have some questions or comments about what we're talking about. And I really appreciate them calling in to listen and hopefully ask some questions or maybe even add some comments to what we're talking about. Now, in your book, you talk about the 9-mile markers to success. Tell us about, if not all of them, but go through all of them if you can. What are these 9-mile markers to success?
Well, one of the things I talk about is making sure you develop a why, a strong why and reason why to go out there and achieve what you want to achieve. And, you know, we often say if the why is strong enough, the how doesn't matter. So whatever it is, the reason for you going out there to achieve whatever it is that you're looking to achieve, if you have enough why, and I often talk about it, and it never changed, and it is what happened to me, is that when I decided to get myself, you know, out of the dust, out of the hardship that I was going through, one of the things I wanted to make sure that my daughters, my kids, they saw that they had a dad that never gave up on trying, that went through the process and made it through, you know, was actually successful in the effort that I put out. And I never wanted them to see me fail. And also, in addition to that, you know, I keep telling people about I never forget as I was, you know, looking for a way to generate some income after I had that downturn in life. And sometimes people don't, you know, once they're hit and knocked down, most people just sometimes stay down and they stay in it and they just give up. And I always tell people, never let anybody make you feel bad for trying multiple times to succeed. And you just keep going until you get it right, because eventually if you keep trying, something is going to work out for you. But I never forget looking at my girls' pictures on my desk one day, and I noticed that I didn't see them grow up, so to speak, in person, but I saw them growing up through pictures. You know, they were at one age, and then I saw another picture, they were at another age, and before long I'm like, wow, look how big my girls have gotten. The time was slipping by, and I said, you know what, Edwin, you're going to have to get up. You're going to have to go out there and do this. Take it on the chin. Do whatever is necessary. Not all that I can, but whatever is necessary for me to go out there and achieve it. And it was something that was an emotional thing for me, that no matter what the obstacles were, I was going to go through it anyway, because I wanted to make sure that their dads they saw their dad becoming successful. I knew that if I didn't go through those obstacles that would come up, and trust me, they will come up, I knew that if I didn't go through that, I would be further away from them. And those things drove me straight through the obstacles until I saw the bright side of things and the type of success that I wanted. And so people need to search out what it is that's in them and the purpose of them going out to do and accomplish whatever it is that they want to. They need to identify that so they can go and break through the challenges that will come their way. That's one of the things I've talked about.
All right. Talk about some of those other markers because you got me listening.
And I'll run straight through them then for you. I mean, just things like visualizing the success. You know, we talk about that all the time. You know, you should visualize what it is. I tell people that you should see the end in the beginning. You should see the end in the beginning, meaning that you should see the person that you want to become. You should see the type of success, what it is that you, what is the end result that you want out of this thing. But the thing about it is once you design and craft that, I often say it should be like a well-crafted movie. Something, you know, I look at actors and actresses, and you know, you can go and meet them and meet that person, but that's not the same person necessarily that's on the screen. They take on a character of the person that's written in the script. And the person that's writing the script, they already know how it's going to end. And then sometimes people write, they direct, and they act in their own movie. Well, this is the same thing that you're going to have to do for your life. You're going to have to write it, be the author of the way that you want your life to be. You will have to probably take on that character. So instead of being that broken person, whether it's spiritual, mentally, or financially, you now take on the character of the wealthy you. And I'm not just saying money. Wealth is just one of it. But the happy you, the person that's full of good spirit, you take on that character and you start walking and talking in that character. And I can tell you right now, when you taking on a character and you making a decision that you're going to have success no matter what, the universe has to align and give you what you want when you make a decision and go through with it and put action behind it. And so I had to go on, and I had to take on the character. I didn't walk in defeat. I walked in success. And so I had to visualize it. Every night before I went to bed, I visualized it. I internalized it. When I got up in the morning, I held my head up high instead of feeling down and all those things. And so I visualized that, and I played that character out until the things came to fruition for me. The other thing that I'm talking about is setting the specific goals. You know, you need to have specific goals with dates on them. So I knew what it was, and that may be for a person deciding that, you know what, I'm going to right now, this month is going to be my, I'm going to make $5,000 this month. I don't know what it is, maybe it's money, or I'm going to go back to school and I'm going to get my degree over the next 3 years or 4 years. You know, put specific goals down. And like I heard before, and you said, it's not that people hit their goals and miss. What they do is they set their goals too low and they actually hit. And I keep hearing it over and over. You need to set your goals high. And you go out there, like it's often said as well, shoot for the moon, and if you miss, at least you'll be amongst the stars. So go on and set those big goals up, but put specific dates beside those goals so you can have something to shoot for and achieve in your goal setting. The other thing is stay the course. You know, I tell people you have to be willing to stay the course no matter what comes in your way. You know, one of the mottos I have is that I'm going to be, if obstacles going to come in my way, then, you know, if that wall comes up, I'm going to go over it, I'm going to go under it, I'm going to go around it, I'm going to break straight through. And so no matter what takes place in my mind, I'm already prepared for battle because I know sometimes the road to success in your life can come with potholes, and you have to be able to be willing to go through that process. And that's another thing, go through the process and stay the course. Be prepared for a change. The same old you, this is another one, just be prepared for a change. The same old you may not be able to get the new results that you want. And so you have to be a willing participant in your own rescue, and you have to be willing to go through the change in life. One of my mottos, and I've always adopted here on my journey, is that, you know, do the uncomfortable until it becomes comfortable. And then, you know, and it wasn't comfortable for me to go out there and begin to read the books that I didn't want to read and listen to the audio that I wanted to read. It wasn't comfortable for me to actually be able to get rid of some of the some of the relationships that I had that were not as profitable or for neither one of us. So I had to go through and change some things and change my environment. And a lot of people don't like to even go through that process because it could be a hard thing to do for them, but it is necessary that you go through that change in life so you can have the different results you want. Master your fears, it's another deal. I tell people you have fears of failure and fears of success. I'll never forget, I was talking to a guy and he was talking about the money that we were making. And he said, man, you make all that money, you got to pay taxes on that money and, oh, man, I'm going to keep it up with it. I'm like, oh, my goodness, what a thought of a limiting belief. You've already discounted yourself. Oh, my goodness, what a hard thing to do for yourself. You have enough people going against you. Don't you be one of them. And I'm looking at it. That's why you have enough money to pay accountants. But nobody gave him permission to go out there and do it and directed him in those places. And sometimes people fear the responsibilities of success, and that's the most incognito fear, I would say, that people have. But the other one, of course, is the fear of failure. They're afraid to try because they don't want people to see them fail or the hardship or the heartache of failing. And so you have to identify those fears and be able to go through those. The other thing is mastering leadership. I keep saying the highest paid profession is leadership. And Tom, I get fired up as you get me on this thing, man. I always like to say, man, sometimes I get started, I start a little slow, and then the plane takes off because when it's in you, it comes out, man.
You got a motivated guy, more motivated. I'm listening, man. I'm listening.
Well, the thing about it is you have the highest paid profession is leadership. Big companies pay big top dollar for the proper person that can come in to leadership. Tennessee Maxwell said everything rises and falls on leadership. We talk about that quite often. But sometimes, we also have to remember the leader of one, the leader of many. If I can't lead one, I can't lead any, and that one is you. You have to be able to lead yourself first. And so once you go through these processes and get these things together and work on yourself, and the difference, there's so many things I've learned and read from different people that I've heard, but they say the difference you'll be between now and the next 5 years will be the books you read, the audio you listen to, and the people you associate with. And I look at that and I internalize that. They also told me at one time, too, Tom, they said, I can judge your income by your five closest friends. And I started saying, my five closest friends? They said, yeah. They said, we'll take their income, add them up, and then on the average of what they make is probably what you make, because you typically hang around people who are just like you. Tom, I looked at it and I added my five closest friends up at that time. I had to get some new friends. And so, I had to raise that average. But the thing about it is this, I also had to work on me to develop myself into a better leader so I could put myself in the right environment again. And you want to work on leadership skills. Master your finances. We were just talking about being a good steward of your money. So many books that are out there that I tell people, make sure you're not afraid of money. I've gotten my kids and my daughter so used to money that I told my daughters, any man that comes along right now, he can't get your own money because, see, you've already been there, you've done that, and that's the thing of my, for me, they're not impressed with it. They now only know it's a tool that you can use to have some of the results that you want. And so they're not stuck on it. But also you need to be a good steward of it and knowing exactly what to do with the money and respecting the dollar is very important. And so I had to make sure I do my part. I'm not by any means an absolute expert on it, but I'm a much better person than I was before because I understand the principles of what to do with a dollar. The other thing is here, and I'll just wrap it up on this one, is understanding your worth. Knowing that you were put here, you were divinely put here for a purpose. And you need to understand that you too, the person that you are, whether it's on the inside or outside, you don't feel so good about yourself. whatever it may be, you need to realize that you are uniquely designed for something on this planet, and you need to identify that your purpose and know that you are worthy and you are worth every bit of anything that's in life as anybody else. And I had to realize that. I keep talking to so many people now, and I was just telling them this here, telling them to pass it back to you because I'm so fired up. Man, you got to get this changed name of day going through some of these things here and refreshing me again today. But I look at it here. I was telling the person, I said, I have been on occasion where I maybe met a person. And from a distance, before I met that person, on the exterior, the person looked like they were well put together. And some women, they say the same thing about a man. They may have seen a man and met that man, went up to talk to him, and from a distance, that man was a beautiful person from a shell until he opened his mouth and said, oh, my God, I wish he wouldn't have said anything. And then sometimes you may meet a person that, for by general purposes or what society may think are maybe an average person or not so good-looking person or whatever it may be, and then you meet that person, and what comes out on the inside is the most beautiful thing that you could have ever heard from any person, and now that person becomes beautiful. See, the beauty actually comes from the inside. And I tell people beauty works inside out, not outside in. So don't worry about what the exterior is. If you get the interior right, the exterior will shine. And that's what I want to let everybody know. You have what it takes in the inside of you, and I want you to know that whatever, whoever you are, wherever you are today, you're the most, I'm telling you right now, I want to introduce you all to the most beautiful person on the planet. And I want you to look into yourself and say, oh, that's me. So that's what I tell people about the different things in my book.
My goodness, you got me pumped up, and now I was making some notes there, and something just hit me like someone just hit me in the forehead. You were talking about your daughters, and then it rang back to me. It seems that the superstars of Organo Gold are actively interested in their kids and in helping them to grow up with these principles. I'm thinking Tyrone McDaniel. You see pictures of him and his boy on Facebook all the time. He's talking about he's going to be a world changer. I talked to LG Young. Even when he's living in a U-Haul, he's telling his son, I'm never going to give up. I am going to be successful for you. I am going to make you proud. You're talking about Coach Craig Hill. He talks about not only his kids, but his foundation, where he wants to help kids. And so one thing that disappoints me in life these days is that fathers are not fathers. They're out there for themselves. Sometimes they're not even with their kids. And I think, and in Ireland, Steve Martin has a 4-year-old and an 8-year-old son, and they are members of his mastermind. He has meetings with them. And his 4-year-old asks him, how many people did you help today, Dad? And so he has to answer to his 4- and 8-year-olds. And so you talking about your daughters, I can hear the pride in there. And so what an example of a father, and how hard are you going to work when you love your kids and you want to set an example for your kids and you want to show them that these success principles are not just in a book, they actually work in real life. So tell me about your daughters. Have they read Think and Grow Rich? Are they learning these principles? Are they egging you on? Because I know you probably have to be away from home more than you would like, but when your kids know that the reason you're sacrificing is for them, I bet they're behind you 1,000,000%.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I can tell you, I go even a step further here. Think and Grow Rich and Master Key to Riches is another one I love, and Napoleon Hill. Oh, my goodness, those two are my favorite. But they have the principles down, and they actually did a video on us, and it made me feel good to hear my 14-year-old say, it's not often, say what are some of the benefits that you have that you all are able to experience in your household. It's not, you know, I have three daughters now. One is first year in college. I got another one getting ready to go to college next year. And you know, we've been blessed to be able to do some good things, like the Sweet 16 party that I recently did. Well, actually did last year for one of the girls. You know, they worked hard and they understand the value of saving money and just the value of applied faith and understanding if you speak it, it can happen. And if you believe it and you're willing to put the action behind it, you can achieve it. And they don't understand anything but how to win. They understand the principles of giving. They make sure they have their money, any money they're able to earn. They're able to set aside a certain amount for their charity or giving. And they understand the principles of us going out there to feed people who can't eat, you know, every year, not from a foundation standpoint in which we will put together, but just as a family standpoint, some things that we know when we had a hard time, if someone would have came along and helped us, what would that have, how would we have felt? Because you always remember the way people make you feel. And we wanted people to feel good about themselves, and they understand those principles. But when they interviewed my 14-year-old and asked her how was life, she said, one of the biggest things I like is that I'm around some of the most successful people in the world now because of what we do. And it's not too often that you get a chance to be around people and pick up the principles, she said, that they have. And to hear my 14-year-old be able to explain that was just an absolute treat. She didn't talk about the money. Well, she, you know, she talked about some of the things, but the first thing came out is understanding the principles. And so that is what I wanted to do. I wanted to make sure that I didn't have my kids to start where I started from, not having all the things that we wanted at the time and not having the right principles. But I believe your kids should start where you leave off, meaning that you leave them in a better place. And the better place that I left them was not in the money that I'm able to give them, but in the knowledge, the wealth of knowledge that I've been able to impart in them. And that is what I'm most proud of because of that.
And another thing that this hit me is that what you're doing and who you are as a person is actually helping determine their future husbands, because they're not going to be picking any of these guys that look good but are losers on the inside. They're going to know what a real man and a real father should be like and a real husband. And so you are, from who you are and what you're doing in life and with your girls, you're basically ensuring that their future husbands are going to be people of character, people who have something inside them that is worth being married to, not just someone who looks good.
Yes. Yes, you're right. I say if you can't open the door, if he can't go ahead of you on the step, make sure he's behind you when you're going up and in front of you when you're going down, and be courteous and talk to you with gentleness, then, hey, we may have to reevaluate who we're talking about, because that may not be the person that's good for you in the long haul. So you're right, and just the right principles, they understand it.
And another thing that's rubbing off on me now, one thing when I think of my friend Shane Moran, I've been friends with him for 27 years. We used to sell Law of Success door to door to businesses in our area. That was one of our first business ventures. But if I pick the Napoleon Hill principles and I say, what are a few that describe Shane, one that always comes out, and I've done business with him on a variety of different businesses, is enthusiasm. That's one of Napoleon Hill's principles. And I dare anyone to say no to Shane Moran. I don't care what he's teaching you or telling you. His enthusiasm will sell it to you. He could teach me how to bake a pie, which I could care less about, but his enthusiasm will have me excited about it. And you have that principle of success going for you as well.
You're right about me, but you're definitely right about Mr. Shane Moran. What an incredible person. Oh my goodness. I am so so privileged again to have him to have come into our lives as well, because he and his wife Josie have just given us some good support, and just his thought pattern behind a lot of different things just added an even more value. And you need more Shane Morans in the world. because of who he stands for and who he is, and some things he won't negotiate on. And I love who he, you know, him for the fact that he stands for something. He don't fall for anything, and that's what I say about Mr. Moran.
Exactly. Now, one thing that people ask me the most about help with the Napoleon Hill principles is this definite purpose. And even I, when I took my Napoleon Hill leader certification, part of that is defining your purpose and writing it down, and you have to share it with the teacher. And I didn't even get it right. Judy Williamson, the director of the World Learning Center, reviewed it, and she said, Tom, that's not your definite purpose. You are trying to be someone else. My purpose had a lot of Shane Moran in it, and Shane is one of her mastermind partners. And so I redid it, and when I redid it, I thought, wow, if the Lord was sitting across from me in a chair, I believe this is what he would tell me is my purpose. And so how long have you been able to really know and nail down that purpose? Because when you're young, you don't always know that you know what your purpose is. My purpose back then in the early years involved money. It didn't involve who I was as a person. And so when were you able to really write out your purpose and say, I believe that if the Lord was sitting there, this is what he would tell me is my purpose?
Wow. Wow. What a hard thing for me to do, first of all. You know, that purpose should be something that takes a lifetime to achieve. And I knew I wanted to be able to touch, you know, over 100 million people around the world, you know, in all areas of their lives. And now I get a chance to do a little bit of that. I never knew this would happen, but both spiritually, mentally, and financially, I wanted this to happen around the world. And I'm going to tell you this as well, Tom. I have a little bit of that starting to happen now without me even knowing that it was going to happen directly or indirectly, that this would take place. But I looked at it. I happened to be out there with a physician friend of mine. I was in Florida. I'll never forget. Got this. I had had some people trying to contact me from Brazil, and they were on the internet. And I saw the information. I'm going through my emails or whatever. And I told them. I said, "Well, let's talk." And they said, "We can't because we speak Portuguese, and I don't speak any English." And I'm like, I'm looking at the thing, and I didn't know it was something called Google Translation, but they were translating in English to me from their native language. But anyway, so I had to find a person that can speak Portuguese, and I quickly found that, did the call, connected us, and then had to translate on the phone, and the first thing they said to was that, "It is an honor to be on the phone with a world leader like yourself, Mr. Haynes," said, "We love you in Brazil." Tom, I've never been to Brazil. I didn't even know people knew me in Brazil. And so, and I get different times of people call. I had a gentleman call me recently from Australia that happened, a person from Thailand. I have never gone to Thailand. I never thought about being in Australia. I never got into Thailand. I'm just looking at these things that are happening. I've been to a lot of different countries, a certain areas that now I'm starting to have people to reach out to me. It was because of my purpose and something that I spoke years ago, and I wanted to be able to touch those people and say, "Listen, we've heard about your book. We've been able to do read about you, hear about you somewhere, and we want to be a student of yours." And it's amazing that once I identified my purpose in life and how would I impact people and make a mark on the planet, on the world, now because I'm putting those things into action, now starting to reach around the globe in places that I never, ever thought in my wildest dreams that could happen. And so you have to figure out what it is that's going to keep you moving, because I haven't touched all those people, and I hope that I'll be able to do a fraction of what Mr. Napoleon Hill has been able to do with touching people around the world and changing people for years and years to come. It's something that I wanted to do, and I know it'll take me a lifetime to achieve.
Wow. You know what? I'm going to open up all the lines now, and there's people from, like yourself, 832 area code, We have someone from a 407 area code. We have a 713. I think that's even Virginia. But all of the mics are open now. And so if they have questions that they want to ask or comments to make, hey, everybody on the line, anybody got any questions or comments for the amazing Edwin Haynes here? Now people are being shy.
Hi, my name is Regina. Can you hear me?
Yeah, the amazing Regina Baker?
Yes, it is. Wow, I am so honored to be on this call. I am just like pacing the floor. Oh, gosh, this was an incredible interview. Hi, Ed.
Hello, hello, Regina.
I just want to say thank you to you. It's amazing to hear you share your story. Because I remember when, you know, to know you personally, I'm just so amazed and so grateful for what God has done in your life. But even more important, that you've taken the focus off yourself, and you did it for me over 7 years ago. You took the focus off yourself, and you put everything into my business. And so I've never been able to say that to you, and I just want to say thank you to you and your wife for everything that you're doing for people all over the world. God bless you, and great interview, Tom.
Wow, thanks so much. Thanks so much, Regina, for that. And, you know, much love to you in many years to come. The best is yet to come, so I appreciate everything you have done, and we will do together.
Hey, Regina, why don't you share a little bit about yourself, because you have a pretty extraordinary life, and I think almost every post you put up on Facebook, I'm liking it, and you're inspiring me. So give us a couple of minutes about yourself, because I know people need to hear about you as well.
Well, you know, I love the industry of network marketing. I think it is the most phenomenal industry in the world. I think that empowering people with tools and resources that they don't have to teach them the fundamentals of being online, that's why I'm known as the Keeping It Real Internet Marketing Consultant Online. So I teach people, you know, the basic fundamentals of social media and internet marketing, but more so my passion is this industry of network marketing and coaching and consulting people. So thank you for allowing me to share, Tom. I'm honored.
No problem. Whereabouts are you located?
I'm in Houston,
besides
Texas.
Online.
I'm in Houston, Texas.
Ah, one of the hubs of Organo Gold. And I actually have a written goal to go down there because I want to see Joel Osteen. So I'm going down to Houston, Texas sometime. And I have a bunch of friends from down there now, a lot of Organo Gold people, a few people from the Pullen Hill Foundation. And so anybody in Houston, Texas, if you don't look up Regina Baker, you got a problem.
Oh, thank you.
Tom, you're absolutely right, but I can't wait till you get here because you know we're going to lay out the red carpet for you.
How about anybody else on the line? Because, boy, those lines lit up like crazy. Is there anyone else that wants to say hi or has a point they want to share with Edwin? All right, come on. People are being nervous here. Well, Edwin, I thank you so much. I think that we could go on for the rest of the day and we would never have to cover the same points twice. And I think just like when I see Tony Robbins live, I think I would have been as energetic and excited after 10 hours of talking to you as from the first minute I started. You have that enthusiasm, but mostly what I love about people, what attracts me to people is genuine, caring, hardworking, giving people, and you exemplify that, and so you will be impacting millions of people. You already are. Some of them that don't even understand a word you're saying, as you said, from Brazil and from around the world. They don't know what you're saying, but they know this is a man I got to pay attention to. Tell me about your book. Is it on Amazon or from your website? What is the best way for people to get that book, You Have Permission to Succeed?
Absolutely. They can go right to Amazon, as you just called, and and get the hard copy. They can order that as well as the Kindle version, ebook version as well. And you also can go to ehaynespublishing.com, E-Haynes, H-A-Y-N-E-S, publishing.com, or edwinhaynes.com, E-D-W-I-N-H-A-Y-N-E-S. .com. So either one, you can go there and you can get the, again, the regular hard copy orders, the Kindle version, or the audio is available for the people who would love to have it on their iPods or iPads and be able to listen to the book being read to you. And I'll tell you, it's absolutely incredible what we put together there, and it's just the first of many to come because we have some other things that are coming out there. We want to make sure we fulfill our purpose and touch as many people as possible around the world. And so those are the various websites that they can go to.
I think you're going to do that, but I think it would mean as much to you, probably more to you, than impacting millions of people around the world. But your daughters, they have it set because they see what you're doing and who you are. And I think this is going to be the key to their future because they have a big reputation to live up to. They know the principles, and they know what a good father looks like and does. And so you've eliminated a lot of landmines for them in the future just from who you are and how you are as a father and a husband. And that's probably as important to you as the millions of people you're going to be touching around the world in the future.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Thank you so much, Edwin. And next time you're talking to Steve Martin, tell him hello for me. I'm getting him on the interview next time. I just spent a week with him in Ireland. He's becoming a Napoleon Hill certified instructor. And my goodness, watch out. That man has a purpose, and he has a 4- and an 8-year-old in his mastermind group.
I will tell him that. I know we're going to talk soon, so I'll make sure I let him know you say hello and send your regards.
Have an amazing day.
All right. Thanks so much for having me.